Hey guys, Harry G from Around the House. You know, we just dropped our first member-exclusive podcast with Jeff Tracy from Barbecue Nation. He actually interviews me to find out my history and how I got this far and what I did to learn construction and DIY projects. We also discuss things that, well, don't go to plan and how I battled adversity early on in my career, including some pretty poor decisions in my younger life. We even talk about how I ended up in Rolling Stone magazine. Now, if it was only for playing music. To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and sign up for Around the House Insider Premium Membership. Not only do you get to hear the weekend show a couple days early, you get all these member-exclusive content. And it's only $4. Now that's even cheaper than a beer at happy hour.
Saturday, and boy, do we have a show for you today. This is our Halloween special, and we have one of the best guys live in studio with us today to talk about it. Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero's here, and to talk about ghosts and everything else spooky around the house, from haunted locations to just those weird feelings you may get when you walk into a room, we're going to cover it. But we still want to hear from you with whatever you're working on today. Also, keep your phone ready. We'll be giving away 2 gallon jugs of spray and walk away from 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. Now let's get you over to the host of Around the House, Eric G.
All right. Happy Saturday,
Happy
everybody.
Happy Saturday.
Welcome to Around the House. This is our Halloween special. We're going to have a lot of fun here today because you know something? I have had crazy experiences in homes and workplaces and all those different things. I do want to welcome you to the show there, Dane, and welcome to Clyde Lewis.
How you doing?
Thanks, brother. Good
to
see you
on the show. Yes, it's fantastic to be on the show.
We're going
to
talk about all these different things today, but I do want to get your calls here in the studio at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. This is Around the House, kind of combined in with Clyde Lewis today, so we're going to have some fun. I used to work in a place called Old Time Woodwork in downtown Tacoma that was haunted as all get out.
Really?
And I mean, it had, and I didn't believe in any of this stuff until I started working there. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was absolutely insane. There, everybody warns me on the first day work, hey man, you're going to see some stuff, but just go with it. And you go, oh, all right, cool. We had this door that went downstairs into the lower building that was kind of that double swing restaurant style door, that double hinge door. And I went from the down to the stairs, and it would sit there and just go bam, 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 side to side, full swing to full speed for 30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, and there was no explanation for those things. And we had a lot of weird things like that would happen in that old building. You've got a lot of experiences.
Well, yeah, I've had a lot of experiences with haunted houses and haunted locales. What's interesting, I was actually the first. There was a time where I was in Los Angeles, and there was a haunted, I guess it was an apartment. It was there in the area where, I guess, Marilyn Monroe was there. She kind of hung out with Joe DiMaggio in that area. And Jim Morrison allegedly was there. And so a lot of people were saying they see things happening. Well, I did an investigation. And what's interesting is that in a lot of cases, you have certain things that would be easily explained.
Sure.
That trigger other things.
Ooh.
And what bothers me is when I'm watching these ghost shows and they're like trying to debunk and say, like, for example, the Ghost Hunters taps used to go in. They'd say, well, you know, this is doing this because of that and blah, blah, blah. And this is the logical explanation. What's interesting, though, is they overlook things. It's like, okay, so you see a couple things happen that are logically explained. But, you know, it doesn't count for what triggers the rest. And that's what bothers me about these investigations is that while, like, for example, we did an investigation. We're doing an investigation right now into a home in Beaverton. We don't know which home it is, but a woman named Barbie Nado called our program. She went to the KXL news gathering, and she was bringing these pictures of these, well, she said, shape-shifting bugs that were invading her home. And I'd never seen anything like it before. And so I said, well, do you think it's a supernatural cause or do you think there's something else going on? She said, I don't know. She says they look like little demons that come out of my walls. And she says that they're burrowing through the wood. They're burrowing through, you know, the cement and the brick and everything. And I'm going, I've never heard of this before. This is pretty bizarre. And a lot of people, you know, when I present on the show, oh, those are, you know, those are crickets and those are this and those are that. And I'm thinking, yeah, but here's the deal. Why do we have this non-indigenous creature crawling out of our walls? And in fact, we had every reason to believe it's antlions that are there. We don't know yet, but we're looking into the possibility of them being antlions. But not only that, but there was also some yellow slime that was like forming in areas and all this other stuff. And I remember the Amityville Horror, you know, they used to say that the Amityville Horror, that the plumbing would go bad in the house. You know, there would be, you know, tarry stuff coming up into the toilets and into the sinks, tarry, you know, type of material.
Crazy. And
flies, you know, gathering together in one area of the house. So, I mean, if an infestation is happening, yeah, there's a logical explanation for an infestation. But when you keep, you know, and she said she spent like thousands of dollars, exterminators, all kinds of things to come in and do this. When it keeps happening, and she says she's having paranormal activity happening in her house, you know, it keeps happening over and over again. You have to say to yourself, you know, why is this house being targeted for all of this infestation? And if you look at, you know, and I don't know if anybody wants to go this far, but if you want to look at some sort of demonic infestation in a home, it's like a parasite. It grows and it grows and it grows and it grows, and there's no explanation for it, but you know, you have to do something. And usually, you know, what you find is you find houses that have had prior distress in them, and a realtor sells the house to somebody without notifying them of the prior distress.
Yeah.
And so they wake up one day with you know, some guy's ghost hanging in the garage, you know, because, you know, he, I don't know. But it's just, that's the idea, is that, you know, people don't know, or they're not told that there was some distress in the house. Now, I'm not saying that they need to be told that grandma died in the
When you talk about this, this is a big deal, because I did some research. You and I talked about this earlier in the week about this subject, and I was really surprised that, for instance, state of Oregon, it is illegal for a realtor to disclose without the homeowner's consent to a potential buyer that maybe that there was some kind of a event, like let's say it was a mass murder or some kind of horrific thing like that that happened.
Right.
Maybe a mass suicide, anything like that, that it's they can't disclose that without having the homeowner's extent, you know, written consent to do that. Now, the question, though, is, do you want to know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I do.
I do.
See, and that's the thing, is to what extent? It's like, you know, I don't want to know, like, if dad died in the next room. Because everybody dies in houses. People die in houses all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, every house has a history. That's why whenever I hear somebody say, well, I was told that somebody died here. Well, of course, people die everywhere. You know, it's like,
you're more likely to die in your own home because you're there 8 hours a day sleeping, in many cases, if you get 8 hours of sleep. You're there. You're static in that house for that amount of time. So yeah, odds are it's going to happen.
Yeah, you hear it. If that's the case, then hospitals are one of the most haunted places in the world. Most people die in hospitals all the time. Funeral homes, of course, are always haunted. That's different, I think. But, you know, you're dealing with people who, you know, when they watch these ghost shows, they say, well, somebody died here. Well, so what?
Yeah.
You know, there's got to what it is it hasn't anything to do with death. It has everything to do with trauma.
There
and
we
so
go.
If something happens in the house that's traumatizing, or something leaves behind some residual trauma, and that's what you're getting. And there are other things. There are other factors, too, that create hauntings. A lot of people don't know that most houses that are situated under high power lines, for example, they are the most haunted houses. And the reason why is because electromagnetic energy can give you the foolish feeling that you're having a ghost in your house.
Oh, interesting.
And it may be a ghost, or it may be that the electromagnetic current is causing hob with your head. But a lot of times, and we found this out when we were doing ghost investigations, is that when you use, like, for example, a Tesla coil.
Sure.
And you fire a bunch of electromagnetic energy in a room, ghosts love it, man. They eat it up like nobody's business. It's like using dynamite to catch fish. I mean, it's right there. You bring it on. So
yeah.
When you have, like, for example, an overabundance of electronic equipment, like games and stereos and everything in one room, you walk into that room and you feel kind of a weird feeling. That's the electromagnetic energy actually working itself on your brain. And if you have any exposure to that, you'll see ghosts. That's
amazing.
And so, and a lot of people, you know, they're expecting to see full-on specters or whatever. But most of the time, these ghosts are nothing more than orbs, or they're like smoky entities or something. They're not always showing up as, you know,
Let's talk more about ghosts here. We're going to go out to break. And you know something? We're going to have some fun about this because I'm curious about one of my experiences with this.
Okay.
So we're going to bounce about that. We're talking in studio here with Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero, the leading expert of all things paranormal like this. When we come back, we'll be taking all your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday. And guess what? We've got Clyde Lewis here from Ground Zero in studio. We're having fun.
This is a great show.
This is a great show talking hauntings, all those different crazy things out there that people don't quite frankly understand. By the way, Western Construction Systems is the sponsor of this segment. Need a solution for your foundation repair or restoration problems for a free estimate? Contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. If you've got a basement leak or water coming in, drainage problem, these are the guys to call. And they are CCB 94222. Thanks, Western Construction Systems, for sponsoring. Well, let's dive in here. We've got a call, Clyde, here from Carlos in Silverton. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I love your show, Clyde. I'm a every night listener.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Eric G. Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
And Eric G, every chance I get, you know. But definitely, I called with a question about, since we're talking about kind of home improvement and also got the whole paranormal thing going. What do you know, Clyde, about emptying out or cleaning your house from negative energy?
Well, okay, since you specified, I was going to say, usually when you go to a home and you say, and somebody says to you, I've got a ghost, you ask them, well, do you want it to stay or do you want it to go? And because some people, they don't mind having a ghost in there.
No.
They don't care.
Yeah, somebody's pretty lonely, I'm sure. Yeah,
it's like, well, no, it's kind of like, you know, having somebody in your house, but if it's an intrusion, if you have an intrusion, then yes, you have to cleanse your house from negative energy. And there are many ways to do that. I mean, first of all, clean your house. That's important, first of all. I mean, usually, ghosts and demons or whatever they are attracted to houses that are not kept. Because houses, okay, something called panpsychism is the study of whether or not consciousness blends in with inanimate objects. There's something called psychometry, where if you hold an inanimate object and it has a history, you can pretty much figure out what went on. Some people have psychic abilities. Like, for example, we had somebody come on our show one time who had a shingle from Ed Gein's house.
Wow.
Who was the most notorious killer. When she held the shingle, she got physically nauseous. So if a house is unkempt, if a house is dirty, if there's mold, if there's anything going on in the house, it will attract some negative energy. So first things first, clean the house. Clean it as best you can. Scrub it down, walls, nooks, crannies, everything. Make sure everything's clean. Go in the attics, check and see if there's any rats that are dead up there, or you know, grandpa was left up there forgotten, or you know, something. But then if that doesn't work, and you still have something going on, you can have a house cleansed. And usually what I would do is I would call upon a clergyman, somebody that you trust that's, you know, pretty much, you know, that has, you know, the ability to come in and pray and give some sort of a blessing on your home. I think all people, if they're Christian or if they're any religion, actually, they should have someone come in and bless their home before they get into it. I had that once. I had somebody come in and bless a place for me. But I just feel it's kind of nice to have, it gives you a chance to get to know the people in your church, because somebody would go in and they'd say, okay, we're going to bless the house. That's the first thing. Then you still have the activity. Then what you need to do is you need to also do some other things too. There are rituals. There are like things like sage. That yep. If you burn it and you let it go through the home, it's a cleansing thing. They say it's all superstition, but it does help. But the thing you need to ask yourself too is whether or not there's an attachment on the home, meaning that the home itself is haunted, or there's an attachment on you. Okay,
there you go.
And a lot of the time, people bring with them ghosts, and they bring their own demons into a house, and they manifest. And it's because the power of the mind is so amazing. It's complex, and it's amazing. And that's why a lot of the time, it has a lot to do with what's inside of you rather than what's inside the house. So you have to also make sure that you're okay. That's mentally, physically, you know, and you're spiritually aware of what's going on. So there's a lot of factors involved. We just don't blame it on the house. We can't also blame it on you or someone else.
Or even an object.
Yeah, or an object that may be haunted too. Once again, it gets back to the panpsychism idea. And what's really odd is, and we've talked about on the show, as you well know, panpsychism used to be, you know, woo-woo stuff that only paranormal weirdos like me talk about. But now scientists are talking about it. They're saying, yeah, there's something to be said about human energy and how it somehow can boil over onto something that's an inanimate object, some sort of inanimate object. But, you know, and that's the thing you need to also understand. Maybe somebody was in the house before. Once again, back to the idea, does a realtor have to expose this, saying that maybe this was the house of some serial killer, or that a number of people were murdered in the house. These are things that I think they're very important to be actually exposed, if so. So that's
that answer your question, Carlos?
Well, yeah, it does. And you know, have you ever heard of, like, maybe just reflecting negative energy from, like, other visitors coming to your house, like, by hanging a mirror?
Yeah, now you're getting into witchcraft. you're getting into witchcraft or brujeria or whatever. I knew, actually, what's interesting about this is that I lived in a neighborhood where there was a haunted house in my neighborhood, and I knew of the haunted house. There was a little girl that was upstairs that was making beds and doing all kinds of crazy stuff for families. And wouldn't you know it, a witch moves into the house, a Wiccan, pagan, moves into a home. And she was so tormented by this thing that she would put, like, she did everything. She covered her bases. Hindu god idols, Jesus, Bible verses on the walls, like something out of The Omen. And she couldn't get rid of it. And so what she did is she figured that there was something that was coming into the home from outside the neighborhood. She felt the neighborhood was so negative, she put mirrors in her windows. And yeah, mirrors reflect back out. That, like I said, that's witchcraft in a lot of ways. It's a form of witchcraft. Yeah.
All right, Carlos. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, no problem. I'm glad to hear you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling into Around the House. Man, that's a lot of different things on that one.
I was very surprised you knew about the mirror thing because, a lot of times the mirror practice is done in, Latin countries, Latin American countries, because they, you know, a lot of the brujeria or the curanderos recommend it. And I lived in South America and I saw a lot of this going on, the idea of, you know, people using magic to do all kinds of crazy stuff. And it works. Yeah, folk magic. No, I'm a full believer in folk magic. I had a kidney problem when I was in South America, and I couldn't get it done by a doctor. Nothing would help. And so I went to a curandero, and the curandero grabbed a leaf out of the tree. He said, here, boil this, drink it, your kidneys will feel better. I boiled it, I drank it, kidneys were feeling better. No problem.
Old school medicine, man.
Yeah. But, you know, I just, and then, of course, you know, later on, you know, the kidneys weren't doing well. But I'm just saying that, you know, it's kind of like a cover. Folk magic works. And you know, and that's another thing, too. If you want to bring in somebody like a shaman or a Native American shaman or someone to come in and do a blessing, they're very effective.
Love it. We're in studio here with Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero. This is Around the House with Eric G. Give us a call, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Our Halloween edition of Around the House, just as soon as we return.
He's bound down, let him be trucking. We gotta do what they say can't be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're talking home improvement and we're talking Halloween special today. Dane and I have Clyde Lewis here from Ground Zero. We want you to join us in the conversation at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. We are talking homes and the paranormal and everything else in between.
I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks.
I do. We're having fun. I was just talking a story here about haunted places, and I was down at the Greystone Mansion, which is, and we talked about this off air a little bit. This is that thing that you, this is the house that you see as the big mansion in just about every single movie out there, from a little bit of Big Lebowski to Batman to anything else. That's the mansion in there. I was down there for the Baldwin hardware event that we had. We actually had two very haunted houses that we were in. We were in that one, and then we were also in the Soden house where the alleged murders of the Black Dahlia murders happened.
Wow.
So
Cecil Hotel. Have you heard of Cecil Hotel, too, down there?
Yeah. I've heard of that as well.
Pretty ugly, the situation down there where that girl drowned in the...
Yeah.
And they were drinking the water.
Yeah. Not good. No, not good.
Not at all.
Well, I walk into the theater, which had not been in operation since 1982 in this house. Now, this is like 50,000 square foot house. There's 85 rooms. Big. This room, musty. You can smell kind of that there'd been water damage. So it had that moldy, musty smell. Unrestored. Not touched. Walked into this thing, and the two people, me and somebody else, walk in there. We get three steps in, and that anxiety electricity level went higher than I've ever felt in my life. We went and spun on a dime and headed right back out of that place. And then the tour guide that was down the hall went, "Wow, you lasted longer than most in that room."
So this isn't something new.
This was not something new. And it's kind of funny. I went onto their website there for the Greystone Mansion, and they're still looking for someone to come forward to restore that room.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't found too many.
Well, you know, I won't mention any names or any buildings, but that whole area there, there's a bunch of places here in Portland, actually, Portland area. I mean,
yeah.
Well-known area is Multnomah Village. It's haunted.
Yeah.
Fat City Cafe, haunted. Renner's, haunted. But they just had a fire there. So, but some of the bars there are haunted. In fact, it was odd. We did an investigation into Fat City because there was some sort of a, I guess, tryst between this woman named Vivian, who was a waitress there, and some other guy. The guy went in, shot her a long time ago. Her body fell down the stairs. So we were called in, and you know, so they were getting haunts and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And my wife, who's very psychic, she came in and she was like saying, "I don't get Vivian here," you know, and we were doing a lot of EVP, which is electronic voice phenomena. We're recording voices in the basement, and all of a sudden my wife gets this thing, it's this inspiration, intuition. She says, "Humphrey Bogart's wife died here."
Whoa. Wow.
And we're like going, "No, McCall, Laura McCall died here? No. Some woman named Mio? I said, "I didn't hear about that." Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, but she was right. She was so right. And so we called a historian, and sure enough, there was a time where Humphrey Bogart had a wife who lived here in Oregon. Her name was Mile Method.
Wow.
And apparently she shot him.
Wow.
Humphrey Bogart, she shot Humphrey Bogart in the stomach.
Wow.
But she and him fought a lot, but they loved each other, but they fought a lot, and he couldn't take it anymore. So he went off with Lauren McCall. And but she died in a flop house that was just above Fat City Cafe here in Portland. And you know, you don't know these things unless you do the history. We were over at another place. It's over off of Grand and MLK. I don't name the building because they told me I can't name it. But there's a bunch of buildings over there that were known as the... It was where the funerals all happened, where all the mortuaries were. And all these buildings were converted from mortuaries to theaters to other things. And apparently this one place was haunted. The plumbing was bad. Infestations of bugs, all kinds of crazy stuff. Come to find out, man, the whole place was there was this ghost, a female ghost looking for her baby there because she said she was separated from her baby. We got this from a Ouija board. Mm-hmm. And also a demon actually showed up named Abisu, which is an old Mesopotamian demon that murders children. And
whoa.
Because it was looking for that child along with the woman. So, I mean, you never know what's buried deep in a home or in a place, you know, because sometimes there's a lot of bad energy, bad mojo there. So,
that's, you feel it. That's wild. Hey, by the way, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality, custom, affordable, custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years at darehomes.com, CCB593.
Meanwhile,
I had to do that.
Meanwhile, you two can get this great demographic right
here. Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the thing. I mean, you go down even just throughout the McMenamins properties.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, pop down to Baghdad, Crystal.
I think that's on purpose, though. I mean, you go to those places, like, you're right, the Baghdad, the Crystal.
Edgefield, I'm pretty
Edgefield,
sure. Yeah.
White Eagle.
Embry House.
Really?
Is haunted. It is very haunted. And the reason why I think it's haunted is because, well, the Embrys, of course, were a very, very, well-to-do family. They had the whole area there. And, there was a room downstairs in the Embry House where people were born.
Yep.
And people die.
Wow.
It was like they kept it within the family. So whenever a person was born, they were born downstairs. And whenever they died, of course, they would put the casket in there and have the family mourn, and then they take the casket and bury it. And so the place is very haunted, but there's a reason why it's very haunted. If you go to the Embry House, which is a fantastic place to eat, yeah. I don't want to give a plug, but I love the Embry House.
Nice.
But you go to the Embry House, and they have a substation just across the street from the Embry House. And
oh,
these
wow.
huge power lines go from the substation across the house. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's highly active there at the Embry House.
Oh, yeah, because you've got all that electromagnetic energy and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, give us a call, 503-417-9595. I do want to hear your stories as well, 503-417-9595. This is Around the House, combined up with a little bit of Clyde Lewis here from Ground Zero. If you caught him around out there, he is, to me at least, and many people around, he is the leading expert on all these things. And he is heard around the world.
Semi-famous in semi-circles.
There we go. Yeah.
No, actually, 300 stations across the country.
Yeah.
We're heard all over the world, all over the country, and we're doing well.
You guys are doing really well.
Yeah. I mean, here in Portland, we do really well. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, we do paranormal, we do what I call parapolitical, which is analyzing conspiracy theory rather than, you know, taking it at face value, we break it apart. And sometimes, you know, conspiracy theories are based on some really good evidence. But, and that's where we get into, you know, get into a lot of political
sure.
stuff. And sometimes people don't understand that it's not, you know, one side or the other. It's apolitical. If you're doing conspiracy theory, both sides need to be, you know, taken on. But when it comes to the paranormal, there are a lot of things, and people don't understand this. You know, paranormal, mythology, religion, dogma, all that stuff, it actually dictates what we do as human beings. And so, you know, people say, ah, it's superstition, it's nonsense. No, these are the things that motivate us. And they motivated us from time eternity. You know, and not only that, but our ancestors are motivated by this. So
sure.
if you're having this being carried on from generation to generation to generation, I mean, what, thousands of years we've heard of ghosts. Thousands of years we've heard of vampires. Thousands of years we've heard of werewolves. I mean, in the Bible, there are vampires. I was learning the other day. As I was reading Bram Stoker's Dracula, the blood is the life. That comes from Leviticus.
Yeah.
I mean, you can read that in Leviticus. In Proverbs, it talks about beings with razor sharp teeth that attack you in your sleep. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, so this is where vampires come from. And then ghosts, of course, are in Shakespeare and several other. So, yeah, this
There's
is going on for some time.
Nothing new with any of this stuff. No. I mean, you get back into, you know, reading stuff on the cliffs of walls, you get back into, you know, into the hieroglyphs and stuff. Yeah,
it's aliens. It's funny because a lot of people don't know this, but there was an old book the Catholic Church had called the Malus Maleficarum, and the witch's hammer, and in it it gives you all details on how you can hunt down vampires, werewolves, and witches. So if they have a book that's official, then there's got to be a reason why they go after the vampires and the witches and the werewolves.
Man, that's incredible. We come back, we're going to be talking more to Clyde Lewis here. We are Around the House with Eric G. Join us in the conversation at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement, and we're talking everything else here today as well. Dan and I have Clyde Lewis here in the studio from the one and only from Ground Zero. You hear him on KXL at nights and all around the world out there as well. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We have got a lot of phone calls. We got the lines lit up right now. Join us in the conversation at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Let's go out here to kind of a, well, let's call it a infamous caller. Welcome to Around the House. Janine?
Yeah, hi. Oh, my gosh. That was a ding, like a doorbell.
Oh, my God. Is this Janine?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, honey. Why? How are you?
I'm driving to return a piece of fur that I bought for a costume. But aside from all of that, I had a question for you, Mr. Round the House guy. You had mentioned that it was you that was present when an event occurred, and I'm curious who else was with you at that time when you saw these doors, you know, slamming back and forth, and that caught my attention, so I wanted to discuss that with you.
Yeah, I had two other people there on that one. We actually, this happened a lot, so this was one of those things that I was warned of when I started happening there. It would happen on a biweekly basis that that door would do that. So it was not something that just happened once. You would see it a lot. We actually had a conference room where we were sitting in there having our company meeting and a big warehouse, that same building. And we had a big stack of poster boards because there used to be a sign shop in there years ago that your normal like big rock poster kind of size of poster boards. And there's probably 100 of them there. We're sitting there in the middle of our conference room and it's leaning up against a brick wall. It flipped sideways back out into the room. It didn't slide out. It flipped back off the brick wall and kicked out probably 25 feet.
Wow.
In front of all of us watching it. And it was, I mean, there's nothing within 30 feet of this thing. And we all sat there and watched it happen right in front of us. So these things happen in front of a lot of people all the time.
Okay. So how many times has it happened in front of you? That's my question.
Oh, that the door did probably half a dozen, 6 or 8 times probably that I was there that actually saw it, that I was in the building. I wasn't always in the building, but yeah, in the year that I worked there, I saw it, yeah, probably 6 or 8 times at least standing there watching it happen.
Okay, so like, are you the only person that gets that kind of influence that happens around you almost continually? So what I'm curious about is if you may, in fact, have some kind of ability, like you're telekinetic, or because it doesn't usually, like that kind of activity doesn't usually happen unless somebody has that big of a functionality with a connectedness to a spirit world, I'll call it.
She's saying you're telekinetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm calling this to say, if you want me to take a look at it, I can. So I'm making an assumptive, declarative statement to you saying, hey, you might be telekinetic. So.
You know, I would tend to agree with you, but the other thing is, too, I'm a interior designer by trade. I've been in doing this for 30 years. I've been in thousands of homes. And I mean, I'm probably talking 2,500 to 3,000 homes out there in the Pacific Northwest. I can count how many times and locations this has happened on my left hand. You know, and it was kind of bigger places.
But still, even if it happened, just a few times for you. I mean, yeah. Janine's got a point that you may have something within you that creates this. And that's the whole thing. Psychokinesis, telekinesis.
No, and if you guys need any furniture moved, you can just,
Now, if I can get this going into home improvement projects and just start working power tools and stuff, I'm in. All right. You and I have to talk about this.
All right. I love you, honey.
Jean, thanks for calling in. Oh, that is awesome.
That was good.
If I can sit at home watching the football game and have home improvement projects going on, I'm in.
Just speak of your business. It's like Carrie, you know?
Exactly. It's a new Stephen King movie. Exactly. Handyman. Oh, we're having way too much fun here in the studio.
This is brilliant.
Oh, this is awesome. Hey, let's run out here real quick to David in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Howdy, Ma.
Yeah, you're there.
Hey, Eric, Clyde. This is about this house that we had in Saigon.
Oh, David, we're going to have to go out to break. Sit tight. Let me stick you on hold here. We're going to go out to break, and when we come back, we're going to take David here. We'll be talking a little bit more about what David has to talk about with Clyde Lewis here on Around the House just as soon as we return.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.